Richard King for breakfast.
Ladies and gentlemen, the 14th immortal is Ron Coote.
Yep, and he had a bit to say on Ron Coote, I'm talking about, on the Today Show a little earlier this morning.
It's very grateful to Rugby League for what they've done for me, and hearing my name last night was something special. I was really honoured.
Yeah, Ron Coote, the 14th immortal, and with his thoughts on that and a whole lot more. Joining me now is our Wild Thing, one of our NRL Nation commentators, Mark Spud Carroll. Morning, Mark.
Good morning to you, Richard. Yeah. What a great result last night.
Yep. Interesting, though. I mean, there was a big kerfuffle when Ron Coote switched from the Rabbitohs to the Roosters, arch rivals, won premierships with both clubs, but a deserved winner.
Yeah, I think so too. I think that's the era. That era is now finished, and then we move on. We've had quite a few eras since then, haven't we? So the Cameron Smiths, Brett Kenny, he should be the next one, I feel. And then we'll go through the tree of the other guys.
A lot of criticism, and I've had a few comments this morning about the fact that Wayne Bennett, along with Jack Gibson, the first two coaches to be inducted into the Hall of Fame, and a lot of people have pointed out that Sam Burgess flew 17,000 kilometres to attend, and basically he's going to go straight back, but Wayne Bennett wasn't there. A lot of people are highly critical of the fact that Wayne wasn't there.
I wasn't aware of that. I did see Sam Burgess there, but I had no idea that was going to happen. No one can answer for Wayne.
No, all right. Okay. Your beloved Manly Seagulls, I know something that's very dear to your heart, and you campaign about it, your concussion protocols, etc.
Yep.
But apparently they're trialling this new concussion treatment that involves players wearing a headgear that rapidly reduces body heat and head knock symptoms, a bit like the ice baths. Do you know much about it?
No, I just read about it like you have, Wayne, and anything to help a player, but... Like I said, we're talking the era that we know of up in Newcastle, the Chiefs days, mate, it was a badge of honour to go back on the field. We never went off.
Yeah. All right. Round 25 kicks off tonight. You'll be calling the game along with Tim Manor and Joel Kane. All the action from Leichhardt Oval. Listeners will be able to catch that from 7 o'clock tonight. The Tigers hopefully avoiding the wooden spoon. The backline's been a bit of a shake-up there. Benji Marshall and Manly coming off another good win against New Zealand last week. They're in sixth position. I'm going to go for your team, Manly.
Yeah, Manly's got a kick. Foot down, it's called momentum, leading into the semis. It's just great that they're going to have a chance this year. But I think the West Tigers, man, I'm worried at Leichhardt Oval Thursday night, hardly anyone will be there.
All right, but you're going Manly. Alrighty, the early game tomorrow, the Warriors at home to the Bulldogs, and the Wars looking obviously to, it's their final home game of the season. Also, Sean Johnson's final home match before he hangs up his boots, and they're welcoming back a couple of Wade Egan and Cameron Seraldo's named the same team that defeated the Dolphins last week. Gee, they're looking good. But look, I'm going probably because of Sean Johnson's final game, and it's their last home game. I'm going with the Warriors, I should say.
Yeah, no, I'll tell you what, I'll go against you because I know I'm behind, but the Bulldogs, I'd be very careful. Well, the side is desperate to put a guy out, a winner, on his last game. I completely forgot about that. But, the Bulldogs defensively should win the game.
Yeah, they look good, don't they, the Bulldogs? Gee whiz, they've turned the season around. Okay, the late game tomorrow night at Suncorp, the Broncos take on Parramatta. It's a crucial win for Brisbane if they're to have any chance of scraping into the top eight.
Yep.
I'm going to go with the home team, the Broncos.
Yeah, Broncos, I need to win.
Okay.
100%.
The early game on Saturday, the 3 o'clock kickoff at GIO Stadium, the Raiders take on the Panthers. Look, I'm going with the Panthers there.
Yeah, well, they're missing Cleary, but we're going to see how good their depth is. We'll go to the Panthers.
Okay. All right. They've made a few changes, haven't they?
Yep.
And
And then, yeah, they've got Fisher Harris come back, Dylan Edwards has come back, yeah. Cleary, but they've I said they've done it before, Richard.
Yeah, they have. Okay, the 5:30 game down in Melbourne on Saturday at Amy Park. Storm take on the Dolphins. Melbourne, they've stretched their lead in the quest for the minor premiership after defeating Penrith last week in a blockbuster. Yeah, I'm going with the home team, Melbourne.
Well, aren't they? It is a machine. They are unbelievable what they can do. They've lost players. They bring players in and they keep winning. So we'll go to the Storm.
Okay, in the late game, the 7:30 game at Accor Stadium, the Rabbitohs take on the Knights. Big loss for the Bunnies with no Cody Walker due to concussion protocols and obviously looking to finish the season on a decent note. Interesting, I heard an interview with Jacob Gagai last night. I think it's the first time he's played against his brother Dane, and he said, look, they'll be looking for each other, but he paid credit to Dane, reckoned that, he wouldn't be where he was if it wasn't for his brother. I'm going with my team, the Knights.
Oh, I'll go South for their nice words. It's amazing when you see brothers sort of come against each other. You wonder how hard they'll hit each other, but hopefully they might remember the backyard footy. Yeah. I owe you one.
Well, we had the Brayley brothers playing against each other last weekend.
Yeah, right.
Okay, the early game on Saturday at Seba Stadium, the Titans take on the Roosters. Gold Coast, it's their final home game of the season, obviously wanting to win in front of their fans, welcoming back a few players from injury.
Yep.
The Roosters sitting in third position on the ladder. Jared Warira Hargraves returning from suspension, and also Nat Butcher back on deck after injury, going with the Roosters.
Yeah, I'll go to the Roosters. If they need to win the comp, if they want to win the comp, Jared's got to stay on the field. No more misdemeanors. I want Victor Bradley to up his game a bit, because on paper, they've got the side to beat anyone.
Okay, final game, round 25 of the NRL. It's the telly game, 4 o'clock down in Wollongong at Wynn Stadium. The Dragons take on the Sharks. I reckon this will be a great game.
It will be a
must win for the Red V to stay in the top eight race, and Cronulla welcoming back Braden Trindle. But they are minus Talakai due to that calf injury. I'm going with the home team, the Dragons.
Okay, well, I'll go to the Sharks, but I think the Dragons... we'll see desperation. They need to win. And we've got to see the Sharks. No Nicho Hynes still. And they keep winning. So let's see if they can keep it going, mate. It'll be a great weekend of footy.
Yeah, it should be a terrific weekend. Great corner. Look, and I know you don't like commenting on individual players, but Latrell Mitchell's been the talk of the town. That photograph that was leaked. Apparently, I don't know how he responded to the breach notice yesterday, but he's going to be in front of the club's board today, and apparently they want to include certain clauses in his contract that go to his behaviour. Do you think that's a good move?
Hey, Richard, seriously, mate, we're old enough to know the do's and don'ts, right? Like, seriously, don't stuff up. You're in the eye of the people. Like, why do you need clauses? You should know this. It's simple.
Yeah, he's not a little boy anymore, is he?
Nope, move on. Yeah. No, mate, I'll tell you, I can't wait for this weekend. It's crazy, mate. I think about 3 weeks to go, and then the new competition starts, and let's see how we go.
Yeah, all right, good calling, mate. Always good to talk. You have a good time.
See you, mate.
Mark Spud Carroll, as I said, along with Tim Manor and Joel Kane, he'll be calling all the action from Leichhardt Oval. You'll be able to hear their commentary from 7 o'clock tonight. The Tigers take on his old team, Manly Sea Eagles, round 25 of the NRL. And as I said, you can hear plenty of footy action again tomorrow. We're covering the early game, the 6 o'clock game, the Warriors-Bulldogs game. Tim Manor, Brett Camorley and Jimmy Smith calling all that action right here from 6 o'clock. And our footy coverage on Saturday continues. We've got an AFL doubleheader from 4:30. We're covering the Hawthorn-North Melbourne game from the G. And then Saturday night, it's the Brisbane Lion-Essendon's game. A heap of footy over the weekend right here.